Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, the dumb time here on your Wednesday, the midweek edition. Any day is a good day. What's the good of the day?
You know, with all the bad or sad stories that we had in the NFL yesterday.
Yes.
There was a beacon of light.
All right.
And he doesn't really land in the good. In fact, we normally talk poorly of him. But the good of the day, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He held a press conference with the media yesterday. And the only word I could describe it is class act.
Well, that's two words.
All right. You're right. Or just straight class, I guess.
Classy.
Knowing that there's an impending trade, this is what he had to say to the media.
Quick thank you to all of you guys, the media. Since I got here, you guys have been awesome. It's been some ups and downs between all of us, but for the most part, you guys have been awesome. Just good group to deal with. You guys are very, very engaging, and it's just fun to be around you guys. You're from Eric making the jokes to everything in between. Just it's been a fun ride, guys, and I really appreciate you for that. And, yeah, I'll miss you guys. So, thank you guys again. Faithful, thank you very much for everything. It's been crazy, man. Just all the comebacks at Levi's, comebacks on the road, ups and downs. It's been a hell of a ride, guys. I love you guys. So.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't love them.
No,
stop.
But, I mean, it is a classy way to end out your Niners tenure because rumors are circulating. I mean, he will be traded. And the only thing that he is requesting is, you know, if you can, please trade me to a winning team. Maybe he backs up Tom Brady in Tampa again. I don't know. Because Tampa right now is looking at the Blaine Gabbert era.
I think – I got to be honest with you. I think the – quarterback saying trade me to a winning team when he has everything to do with whether they'll be a winning team or not is a little bit kind of crazy, right? Like, there are plenty of winning teams that may need a quarterback, like the Buccaneers, that are like, I don't know if we'll be a winning team if we got Jimmy Garoppolo, but who knows? You know, you might be right. There might be places. I'm gonna say what this is. And I know he's absolutely right. What he said was great. It was awesome. But he knows the deal, and he is going to then go forward knowing what the deal is, right? Mm-hmm. He knows the deal. They gave up too much for Trey Lance. They're not going to sit Trey Lance on the bench while he continues to play out his career with San Francisco. He knows that, right? So he is trying to be like, okay, if there's two ways to go about this. If I complain and act all grumpy and bitter, no one's going to want me. And I want a job in this league. I got a lot of money on the line. So I'll just make the best of it. So good for him for making the best of it, because it's not the easiest thing to do.
No, I mean, very easily in that situation, you could go scorch earth.
But why would you? Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you could. He could be very bitter about the whole situation, but the fact that he's holding his head up high, knowing like, hey, I know you're going to go with this kid other than me. Just, you know, send me right someplace. I know it is kind of an oxymoron to say send me to a winner. And it's like, well, that's kind of up to you.
It's up to you. Like, they can, you know, maybe the team doesn't have a good defense, but it's up to you. If you go there and play well, they'll win some games. But you can also be on a team. You know, the Buccaneers are probably the only team out there that are dealing with we've had a lot of success and we need a new quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's the only place to go. Other than that, if you're going to a team that needs a quarterback, probably they're not a winning team.
But do you think he would cross the Buccaneers off his list going, I don't want to be compared to Brady again?
I don't think he should cross any team off his list. He's not that much in demand for a job. But if he is, I don't know. I don't know if they think – I don't think they think like that. I think it's a little – like, I think you in that league, you're sort of been – you sort of are – trained, if you will, to take any opportunity that comes your way, whatever. And there's very, very few people that can sort of dictate where they go and how they go. And I think he knows he's not one of them.
Right.
Like, he's not a guy that can be like, well, I won't accept a trade here. I think he's more in the position of, I need a job. and I really want a job. And there's only 32 of these in the league, and a majority of them are already taken. So if you can find me an opportunity where I can start, that would be great. But if I have to take a backup, I have to take a backup because I want to get a paycheck in this league. Sure beats doing nothing. But yeah, I know he's going to land on his feet.
Well, somebody's going to give him a job.
Yeah, he's got enough. He's not the best quarterback out there, but he at times has shown some good stuff. He should be good. All right, what's the bat of the day?
You know what today is?
Well, it's Wednesday, National Signing Day.
Yeah, it's also Groundhog's Day.
Oh, it is Groundhog's Day. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, the prognosticator of prognosticators made his prognostication today.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. If you want to know what it is, I'm going to let our buddy Phil, you remember him, tell you what we're in store for.
Yeah.
When Chekhov saw the long winter, he saw a winter bleak and dark and bereft of hope. Yet we know that winter is just another step in the cycle of life. But standing here among the people of Punxsutawney and basking in the warmth of their hearths and hearts, I couldn't imagine a better fate than a long and lustrous winter. From Punxsutawney, it's Phil Connors. So long.
So the groundhog saw his shadow.
Saw his shadow, which means six more weeks of winter.
We still doing this with this stupid groundhog every single year?
But, you know, honestly, now I need to just watch the movie.
Yeah. I've seen that movie way too many times. It's funny. The funniest part is, I think the funniest part, there's a lot of funny parts, but I still laugh when he has that moment with Andy McDowell, and they throw snowballs, and they fall in the snow, and then the next day, he desperately tries to recreate that.
Yeah.
And he's throwing the snow. He's like, the kids! I love the kids! And he kind of throws her on the snow, and she kind of has that look of like, oh, my God, I'm with a crazy man. The look on her face makes me laugh every time.
Now, did you had read somewhere that they figured out how long he was doing
that? Yes, yes. I saw a website. It was like a comedy website. I can't remember what it was. They had somebody figure out in the movie, they said, okay, how long would it take to be an expert in everything he becomes an expert at in the movie? Like, okay, he becomes a classical pianist.
Yeah.
He learns another language. He ice sculpts. There's a whole bunch of things. How long would it take him to absolutely get down the exact steps of the Brinks truck so he could rob it? Like, and somebody said he was in that loop for like hundreds of years. Now, somebody said that the original script said he was in there for 10,000 years in that same loop, which is sad thinking that the alarm clock went off at 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
He didn't even get to sleep in once. Right? That's how horrible it was. And it's cold. You never saw summer, like being in that loop cycle.
Well, but that would drive you to kill yourself over and over and over and over again, right?
Right? The same thing about the same thing was said about that Tom Cruise movie where he was in the aliens.
End of Tomorrow, or something like that. Yeah, Edge of
whatever it was. Emily Blunt was in it. They said he was in that cycle for like hundreds of years to get all of that stuff down to a science. So yeah, the moral of the story is don't get caught in a time loop where you're repeating the same day over and over again. You may never know when you're going to get out. And by the way, if you do get caught in a time loop where you're repeating a day over and over again, I hope it includes this show. And if not, I hope you somehow find it. And three, make the best of it.
Yeah.
Learn to ice sculpt. Learn a language. Learn to be a piano player.
No, but I think it's very important. Let us be your 6 a.m. wake-up call.
That's right. Not those two guys that were where the Carpenters were playing.
It was outside. It was Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. That's right.
It was always I Got You,
totally
Babe.
Forgot. I got you, babe.
But, that's yeah, right. So the bad part is, guys, is, you know, especially as we have a winter storm landed bearing down on us, it will be six more weeks of winter.
I know. It's crazy. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is after meeting yesterday for several hours, they are nowhere close to a deal, and it looks like spring training will be delayed.
I know. This is – I am – not very many things surprise me. I'm really surprised by this. I swear I thought
– yeah.
That they would come. I thought cooler heads would prevail. It was okay in the summer. I mean, not the summer, the December to start ripping each other publicly and blah, 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 and we're going to stand tall. But when push came to shove, I thought, you know what, they're not going to have a problem getting this thing back underway.
And for me, I think what the biggest problem was when that December 1st deadline came around, you and I thought the same thing. They'll get a deal done before spring training.
Yeah.
I don't think they met in December.
I don't think so either. And every time they seem to meet, they go nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what the deal was, but the owners decided to say, well, you know, we're going to take this one caveat to the arbitration deal from $105 million to $100
million. Yeah. That's
how much they're budging, and this is, I don't know.
Listen, and baseball can't mess around with this. They're not like the NFL. The NFL could have a little bit of a problem getting a season underway, but then people would come back in droves. The NFL is not that.
Well,
Major League Baseball is not that.
You said it last hour. You probably said it off air, but even if you said it on air, it bears repeating. The NFL, this is the issue with this lawsuit with Brian Flores. It's a real stain.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop people from watching.
No, it's not. It's not going to affect the NFL's bottom
line. No. I mean, but baseball, yeah.
It could.
Anything you guys do that's negative is going to affect. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, we're up in arms that they're not in the Hall of Fame because you're ignoring an entire entire era of baseball. That pretty much, that could drive people away from watching.
Yeah, and you know what else? And I hate to bring it up because it's becoming more and more prevalent. There are people out there that are interested in this sport because now they have something to bet on when everything else is dying down, like in the summer. Like, your partnerships with these DraftKings, FanDuel, yep, Caesars, MGM, that's real money that's going to be lost.
Oh,
when
man,
those sponsorships
daily fantasy?
Go, hey. Yeah, daily fantasy. All of those partnerships that you made that require your sport to be played, not just because there's eyeballs on some sort of ad. That's different, right? We're talking about my business is you playing the game, right? I'm into this because you play a game, and because you play a game, I make money off of that. That is the money they have to give back. Like, they're going to have to give, like, if you're Caesars or MGM and you've given money to Major League Baseball and half the season is gone, it's not just signage or the partnership. It is, you cost us a fortune by not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we make money off, the bets and the VIG and all of that, and you've taken that away for 3 months, 2 months, whatever it is? Uh-uh.
Yeah, so, let's face it, too. Baseball, I think, is catered for daily fantasy.
Oh, without question.
Because, obviously you change players all the time, but, you have different pitchers who are pitching, and then you have certain batters that are better against different.
They love that.
Baseball is tailor-made for daily fantasy.
Without question.
And you take that away. Yeah, that's... Mm.
Plus, look, we'll have the playoffs and all that stuff, March Madness in the NBA, but Masters and the draft and all that. But when you get to like June and July, and it's like, what else is going on?
Yeah, well, it's NBA's wrapped up.
Waiting for football season.
It's going to be the same thing last time. It's like, we couldn't get a deal, so we're going to have a shortened season.
Right, exactly.
Put an asterisk on everything.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We got Gary Myers joining us to talk Tom Brady, author of Brady Manning. But coming up next, it's official. Another official thing in the NFL breaking this morning. We'll give you the new name in Washington coming up next on Wake Up Call.